Coming up on the debut episode of our show, we're going to be talking about our collective anxieties, and one of us got our black card revoked. Hit the music. It's podcast time. I'm Al.
And I'm Michaela.
And welcome to the Why You podcast. Oh, I love that.
It is all right. Next time, get that note right.
1 year later.
Oh my God.
1 year later.
I did not know you were going to play that.
I planned it.
You caught me by surprise.
I did on purpose because that's what I do.
Wow.
But our younger selves have already introduced us. Welcome again to the YU podcast, the number one podcast for people who are celebrating their 1 year anniversary.
1 year podcast.
1 year podcast anniversary. And for that,
it's our anniversary.
Hey, yeah.
It's our anniversary.
We did it. We made it.
It's our anniversary.
Oh, sing it, Tony Tone. Sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it. Oh, yeah.
Could have kept that playing a little bit longer.
I could have, but you know what? I ain't want whoever owns their music to be combing through the internet trying to sue somebody.
Today's a special day.
Yes, it is. We are so excited. It don't sound like it. Because we're trying to keep it, you know, we in our apartment and whatnot. But we are,
so
first of
much
all,
excited.
Not only is it the YU podcast 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
It's our 50th episode.
Hey, celebration 50. After celebration after
50
celebration.
Of these things. I done turned it up way too loud. I'm going to blew our eardrums out.
Andrums.
You shut up. Ain't no one asked you to make fun of me. But can you believe it?
I cannot.
I
can't believe it. Because I remember when I didn't want to do it.
I remember that too.
He brought me the idea and I was like, don't nobody want to hear me. They want to hear you. Because, you know, you do this stuff. But I was like, don't nobody want to hear me.
Well.
And then a year later, people was like, oh my God, I love hearing both of y'all.
Yep. So, yep.
I guess I bring some substance to the podcast.
You do. You really absolutely do. And I'm glad we're doing this together.
Me too.
And, you know, like I said it before, it's something that I could have done, but it just would not have been the same without you. Mm-hmm. What's crazy is that, so I wanted to do the podcast maybe a year or two before.
Before we did it, yeah.
Yeah, but we just... Like money was tight because I was working these part time jobs and I had one of them fall through. So all of the money was really just going towards
bills
and stuff. Bills. But what's crazy when situations happen, I can't with you. But situations happen that we think are to our detriment, like, you know, getting released from a job. And then months later, when it's getting ready time to do taxes, you get something from a teacher retirement like, hey, you got all this money that you put into it. And I was like, oh, well, I'm not going back into education. So let me go ahead and cash out. And because of that, we got this and our first microphones. Remember them microphones?
Yep.
They're in the closet collecting dust right now. But we have grown. We've got a studio. We're on camera and YouTube and
we're growing and eventually we're gonna monetize that thing.
What? It is. I'm trying to get to where Sinister Hood got to because they just got signed to a big agency.
Shout
WNB.
Out to y'all. That's amazing.
It's one of the big ones out in LA and they gonna start developing stuff. We gonna get like them, but we gonna do our own thing. But we do want to again give them a shout out, because if it wasn't for them, a lot of you that are listening wouldn't have been introduced to us. So for the first few weeks of the podcast, I kept, you know, shouting them out.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, you got to look, we're looking back and you got to be thankful for everyone that has supported us through the ups and downs. And sometimes we miss episodes. Sometimes I forget to plug up the sound to the camera.
It only happened one time.
It did. But if you noticed, ever since then, I go through my steps. I make sure everything is set up so that if nothing else is set up, at least this is connected to the the laptop. Yep. So then I can at least put out the audio and not worry about the video.
You learn from your mistakes.
Yes, you do. And if you don't, then you're just willing to stay ignorant throughout your entire life. Because there are people that are like that. They absolutely refuse to learn from their mistakes and then wonder why bad stuff keeps happening. It's because you're not learning the lesson. You're not taking it in.
That part.
So, accountability.
Yes.
That's the YU podcast motto. No, it's not. It's really not. I'm just making stuff up while I drink from my YU podcast cup. And then we match and we wear nice clothes. I mean, I got on a nice shirt. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. I got on shorts and some socks underneath. Kayla went and got nicely dressed and she looks fantastic. Kayla, you look nice.
Thank you.
You look beautiful. I threw
on the shirt and got my little lipstick on and still like that.
Just a little bit.
Thank you.
I can see if a little bit was like this section right here, your lip.
I mean, you know, I can't have stuff when I do it. I gotta do it.
I'm trying to hype you up is what I'm trying to do.
And I'm telling you, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
So then, because
we didn't match on purpose. Like no. I had this black shirt and then you happen to throw a shirt on them.
Yeah. And what's crazy is that like this polo. So I got two. It's crazy. I don't have a lot of like nice clothes per se. But I got two polos. Both of them are from Walmart. But one is an extra large and one is a large. And then the extra large is dirty? I don't know. It's somewhere, but it wasn't in my closet. So I was like, let me put this one on, the large one, and see how it fit. And your boy been hitting the home gym pretty good because it fit really. It don't fit snug or nothing. I feel comfortable in this thing.
First of all, you downplay yourself a lot.
I don't have a lot of nice clothes and nice things.
You wear a lot of graphic tees. Graphic tees are nice shirts also. They're just not dress-up shirts.
That's what I meant.
No.
Okay. Let's not argue. On our anniversary now.
Hey, that's life.
It is.
Anyway, you do have other nice clothes. They're either too big or you just ain't bought no new ones because you done lost weight.
That's true.
So be proud of that milestone marker because you had nice clothes. You just got to get them away and then redo your wardrobe. That's all.
Well, yeah. I mean, okay. That does bring up something that I do consistently and that I mention a lot.
What, did you downplay yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know how to not do that.
Well, like, you need to stop.
I don't know how to not have that self-depreciating.
Well, you got to stop it, though.
I mean, it sounds easy. You'd be like, well, you just got to stop.
I do sometimes, too. But then I, you know, look in the mirror and I'd be like, I'm bum. And then I move on.
See, you look in the mirror and say, I'm bum. I look in the mirror and be like, it looks like a bomb went off on me. You see what I'm saying?
You're doing it now. Look nice. Your skin is popping. You're using that Fenty.
Shout out to that Fenty skin.
Your skin is glowing. Your face is smaller. Mm. Your body getting smaller.
Yep.
So chill out.
Okay.
Don't make me pull out my TI. Chill out.
Chill out. Shout out to all the investments that have been made since I have become a supervisor using these supervisor funds. And that STEMI money that came in hitting the home gym. Speaking of which, I need to go to the Planet Fitness and cancel it
because we got
a home gym. We actually have a really good home gym, y'all. We got a fan bike that actually it's sturdy.
Mm-hmm.
I got a burp. I'm going to announce like Michaela did. I'm burping.
You will not talk about me. I got a cough, matter of fact.
Look at us. The announcement twins just telling
burping
everybody.
And coughing it.
And I'm not editing it either because we're recording this on Monday. So I don't feel like doing any extra editing. I just need to clip the beginning, clip the end somewhere in the middle, and then just post it. Because that's what we're doing today.
It's Memorial Day.
But,
anyway, go back to what you're saying.
I bought a weight bench, and I ordered it from Walmart, of all places. But it was less than $100, and it's sturdy. Came in yesterday, and I hit this chest workout. Got my pecs. Feeling kind of peckish. I don't know. I don't know what muscles do.
Your pecs pecking?
My pecs be pecking. The pec pop of love. Like
pectoral muscles.
The Rock said in that one movie that no one remember. Like they know he was in it, but they don't remember.
Is that the one with Kevin Hart?
No.
Oh,
that was Journey to, whatever the tagline is.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, because there was Journey to the Center of the Earth, and then there was Journey 2, and he did the peck pop of love.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
No, yeah, see, no one remembers.
Including?
Unless, you know, you're a mega rock fan like Shelly is, because she knows all of Dwayne's movies.
Dwayne.
So what we're going to do for y'all today, since it's our anniversary, is we're going to read some things for some people, from some people. That have said nice things about our podcast. And we're also going to reflect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're reflecting. I was just going to say that too. Also walk down memory lane.
Yeah.
Of some of our favorite things from this past year on the podcast.
Yeah.
We've done a few things.
We have done a few things. We've had some major laughs, some major cries, but and some major breakthroughs.
Right.
So would you like to start, or I can?
Sure, I can start.
While Kayla's pulling that up, y'all are going to hear me say how much I appreciate y'all. And I try to reiterate it over and over and over because you just don't understand how much we appreciate every single one of you that have joined the YU family and have stuck with us through this year to let us know that you're enjoying listening to us and you feel as if you're a part of the family. And it means a lot.
Right.
So.
So what I can do, I can start off with one and then you go to the next and then we piggyback.
While you do that, I'm a pull up the actual podcast, what you call it, on Apple Music.
Okay.
So I can read some of these reviews.
So I'm going to start off with one of our favorite listeners, my best friend, Ray Bay, Raven. So it's funny when she does listen to the podcast, when she listens like at work and stuff, I had to get my thoughts together. She gives me the play-by-play, which is so funny because I love it. Because like she remind me of like what I said. I'd be like, oh yeah, I did say that, and it'd be funny. And then when I be listening too, like when I listen back on my drive to work or dropping AD off, like I do the same thing to Al too. I call and be like, you remember what I said? Did that was funny with it. So we and Raven do the same thing too. So anyway, one of the comments she was saying, she was like, I love how you interact with each other. You're very authentic with each other. You both express yourselves with love as an intention, as so that the other one understands. Oh, you both enjoy friendly competition. Oh, yes. And you are both super funny in your own way. Oh, thank you, Ray Bay. That's true. Like, that competition is real.
Yeah.
Because y'all see how I deflate when I lose, and I hate just to lose so bad. Up. Like, I just detach all the way, and I try to get myself back into it because I'd be so into winning, and then when I lose, it's just, I had to woosah.
It's that feeling in your chest. It's just like, I tried real hard.
Oh, you know what? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I messed up.
Go ahead. No, you're good.
No. I messed up because I read that, but that one from Raven, that was from Bellevue.
Oh.
From my cousin Bellevue, who make these beautiful YU cups. Look, I pulled it up and then look at the name. But that was from Bellevue. And I'm going to read Raven's after you read the next one.
It's funny that you say that because I just talked about like seeing something and not reading. So I went to Aldi and I said Aldi, not Aldi's. I had to think about it. What was that, Thursday? So we have been introducing more plant-based stuff into our diets.
Right.
And we had some plant-based hot dogs. Now, the taste wasn't that great because when I had it for lunch, I did it with mayo and barbecue sauce, and it was all right. I was like, it'll probably taste better with ketchup. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any. So I went to Aldi, got some ketchup, but then I got chili, a can of chili, which kind of defeats the purpose of having plant-based hot dogs, then having meat with chili. Anyway, but while I was there, sometimes when I go shopping, I'm like, what snack should I have? And I was like, I saw this canister of cashews. So I picked it up and I bought it. And yesterday, when I opened it and ate it, I realized there was no salt. on those cashews at all. And I looked on there, it said unsalted. I said, now I stood in front of all these canisters of cashews and didn't once read if they were salted or not.
I can't talk because I just did the same thing.
That's why I brought it up. So,
No. Well, before I let you go, after reading that and seeing that that's Belvia, Ray, I'm going to read you next. But Belvia, thank you for everything that you do for the Why You Podcast. We really do appreciate it.
We really do.
From the shirts to the merchandise that you will see soon, y'all.
Yes.
To the cups, to everything, just the support, like the feedback that you have for us. I'm just really glad that you enjoy it.
Yes.
Because it basically like makes my heart full and of love and joy and happiness, like Brother Al Green said. When you just give us the feedback of how you love it and love us. So, Belvia, we appreciate you.
We really do. We really do. It's crazy how like sometimes I'm going to piggyback a little bit off of that.
Yeah.
Because we've been mentioning probably since the beginning about all this stuff we're going to like put out to sell to people.
Mm-hmm.
So we get busy a lot with like work and family and stuff. So when we say it, we genuinely mean it. And then we get into our regular schedules and then it just kind of gets pushed back a little bit.
Right.
But with this being a new year for the podcast, that is something that's going to be more of an emphasis. Not only just that, but like marketing, because I know I'm bad with it. Like me with like producing it and editing it and all that stuff. Once it's done, I just kind of want to put it out into the world and hope the rest of the world kind of takes it and runs with it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how any of that works. Like you got to take the extra step, Alfonso. I'm talking to myself.
Which you probably should get eventually get an editor. And eventually get a social media, what you call it?
Manager. Yeah.
Because I can do all that stuff too, but then I be doing my stuff for work too.
Mm-hmm.
So then after I do that, I be tired and then I don't be wanting to do the stuff for the podcast. So we got to get somebody for that.
I'm just trying to figure out like how much that would cost per month for someone to do, because people go to school for that and they're expecting like not six figures, but like $60,000 a year. And we combine make about 70.
What we got going on up here?
Oh, that's right. For government purposes, we make enough money for us. Does that work?
That's fine.
Okay. Okay. Let's like, don't tell the people how much.
They don't need to know.
I mean, I just got a promotion, so I'm just now learning how to live like an actual adult. Does that make sense too?
Yeah, I guess.
Look at you. Be telling the people we supposed to be.
Sometimes you be disclosing too much information, man. I don't need to give me to do.
Vulnerability sometimes means being I overshare.
Yeah, sometimes it's a blessing and a curse. Sometimes
it is. Okay, so before I get to the Apple reviews, I got one from our day one, Victor.
Shout out to Victor,
my old coworker who is now my good friend. He listens, like, he got to hear the episode before we actually launched, because we recorded three episodes before we put all three of them up day one, which was June 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
But said to me, he says, so many great moments from this past year. I can't just pick one, LOL. To be honest, being able to watch the podcast evolve is the best part of it all. Keep on killing it, man. I hope this next year brings amazing things.
Aww.
And I said, I'm putting this in the next episode. He said, yes, sir. Feel free to word it a little bit better. But you know what? He worded it in the best way. And I didn't want to change any words because that was heartfelt.
Right.
So to Victor, we appreciate you just for supporting, like, his support goes back to when we worked together at the Epic. I hosted the first open mic night there, and I kind of started out just kind of telling stories, and the people in the crowd just, they weren't receptive to it. I don't know what the crowd was, and that was my first time kind of like trying that out.
Right.
So the first part of it was me doing that, and then the second half, I was just like, let me just get these people out on stage so we can end this, because I'm getting kind of tired. I've been, I had to work. I had to help set up and then host the show. And when you're older, a little bit older and overweight and kind of out of shape, you get tired faster.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to end it at that point. And Victor, he would tell me, he was like, man, you were doing great up there. I don't like the people just there. They weren't open to what you were doing. And from that point, it was like, if I decided to do something like this, he was going to support. And he has. He's a man of his word. And we need more young people because he's a young man. He's starting his second year of college. We need more people like that who, when they say they're going to do something, they're going to do it and they're going to stick with it no matter what. So right. I say it all the time, Victor, we appreciate you.
Thank you, Victor.
And it ain't lip service. We means it.
We do.
All right, baby, you up next.
All right. So back to Raven.
Yes.
This is the right one because I'm reading it right now.
What's crazy, I should have known because when I saw the green, I was like, that's not, that
Raven has an iPhone. Yep. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
So this is what Raven said. What I like about the show, the authenticity. Y'all are naturally funny.
Natural.
I love how y'all affirm one another.
Gotta do that.
And she put the emoji with the hearts on it too.
Oh.
Y'all keep it real and very honest. I love the segments, especially the song association. That's one we be cracking up on all the time. Y'all keep me posted because I'm not always on social media to get the scoop. And she put the side eye. Mm-hmm. We do be giving the scoop and giving the tea. Hold on, let me sip my tea.
Giving the tea while I sip my tea. I got regular water.
Okay, I'm gonna stop.
Well, not regular because I got that acolyte.
Right. I love how there's always going to be singing somewhere in the mix. Ha, ha, ha. the jokes. Exclamation mark. Michaela's background / elevator music when Al is talking. See, I told you people love it. Before he would say that was distracting, y'all. I like doing the background elevator.
No. It wasn't. Okay. I got you.
Okay.
No. It wasn't. It was distracting me.
Right.
Because I'd be like,
listen.
Yeah. Okay. I still do. When you did it early, I was like, let me stop because I want to hear what you're doing. you know you got them angelic pipes, girl.
Oh, thank you.
You know when you start singing, everybody's got to stop. Like, honestly, if I would have kind of planned it a little bit better, I would have pulled up the clip of you singing and I just would have played it. I'd have been like, this
is... We still do that when you edit them?
Well, I think I'm going to save it for another time.
Okay.
I think I might do it, let's see, the third week since that song association. I'll just be like, hey, y'all, here's like...
Which clip of me singing?
The one from the funeral.
Oh, okay.
Because it should be on YouTube still. Mm-hmm. So I could just download the whole thing and then, yeah. Because, man, Kayla, whew. If Kayla decided to be a singer, background or whatever... Don't see, you was just talking to me about downplaying myself and you was about to do the same thing.
Right,
how are we the same person? How are we the same person? Like, that's wild to me.
I don't know.
We are exactly, we got almost the same anxieties. We have the same self-esteem.
And then we'll be giving the same motivational speeches to each other and don't be listening to ourselves.
It's like you telling me what you want to say to yourself. But won't say to yourself, and I will do the same thing. That is wild.
Go ahead.
But if Kayla wanted to be a singer, she could do it. She really could. I've been telling Kayla this for years, and she'd be like, nah, I'm not that good. I can't do it. I don't want to hear that.
Whatever, me.
Kayla, when she sang and when she put her whole self into what she's singing, Kayla brings the house down. You feel me? I mean,
don't just be
having me
like that.
Just full of love in my heart when you do what you do.
Thank you, babe.
You are appreciate capable it. Of so much. I'm sorry. Okay, it's turning into this.
Oh, Lord.
There is so much that you are capable of. Like, it's not even funny. I tell you how funny you are. And you're like, I'm not that funny. You are. You got that quick wit about you.
Mm-hmm.
But you also don't. Like a lot of comedians, because I can, whether you believe it or not, you're a comedian. A lot of comedians like punch down. They make jokes to make other people feel bad about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that. You hear what someone's saying and then you'll find some hook to it to get that reaction from them. And when you get it, you're like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I know what I'm doing.
Look at you boosting me up.
I mean, that's what we got to do.
Thank you, though.
We gotta boost each other up, because if we don't boost each other up, we damn sure not gonna boost ourselves up.
Well, I'm glad you think I'm talented.
I know you are. I know it. Okay. Let me get back on task here. Okay, so first of all, on Apple Podcasts, we are 5-star still to this day with 83 reviews, and I always highlight that.
Okay.
The most recent one that's on there is from Crow Nose, KNOWS.
Mm-hmm.
And they said on there, thank you. This was on March 31st. Thank you for making me laugh during this difficult time. This is a heartfelt and sincere podcast blended with interesting conversation topics. I love hearing y'all individual perspectives. Keep them coming.
Hey.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you. Who's that? Let me see.
Let me go back. That was Crow Nose.
Thank you, Crow Nose.
We appreciate that so much.
Okay, so another one I got is from Alyssa.
Hey.
Thank you, Alyssa, for supporting the podcast. Yes. You and Edwin.
Yeah.
Okay, so she said, genuine is the one word I can describe this podcast. It's not easy to do one as a real life couple, but Alfonso and Michaela make it look easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy.
It ain't always easy. Let me stop.
It's not.
Their raw conversations are engaging, and I especially look forward to them playing couples games where they're transparent with their feelings or competitive in the word association, a song association. Congratulations with your 1-year anniversary, and I can't wait to hear what's more to come in their successful future.
Oh, thank you,
Alyssa. Thank you so much.
It feels you. It hits you right in the feels, man.
Yeah.
To like... I'm gonna get a little sappy.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all know how I do, but I speak from the heart because there's no better way to express yourself than to just be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this plenty of times over the year, but I get so down on myself because sometimes I don't think that I'm as funny as you say that I am, or other people have said that I am. And when people say these things, these kind things about what we're doing and stuff like that, it does make me emotional because it means I need to get out of my own way and just allow myself to be me no matter what anybody else says or thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And I love every single one of you that listen because you're genuine when you tell us your feelings about the show. And sometimes, like today, we're just winging it.
Yeah.
We set a parameter of what we were going to do, but we're just winging it and we're still having a good time.
We're writing our plan down. No. Like that. We just said we'll discuss, what we've done in the past year for the podcast and like what people have said about it and just go from there.
Yeah. I mean, there's a story kind of behind this.
Mm-hmm.
So many, many, many years ago, I think there was a Behind the Music with Brandy, and Brandy stopped doing music for a while because she was doing acting. And then when she was getting ready to kind of get back into music, she kind of got engulfed in fear. And she didn't, I think there was a performance she was supposed to do and she didn't do it because she was just so overcome with like stage fright, fear. Like she didn't think it was going to be any good or anything like that. And she had to ease her way back into it. And I had been talking about getting back into acting the past few weeks, just trying to figure out how to do it. So I was like, I mentioned on the show I was going to do like TikTok stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had time in the past week to start filming some of my ideas. And when it got time to like maybe start setting stuff up, that fear kind of closed in. And I was like, man, like, I don't know. And I didn't do, I haven't filmed anything. And then I brought up the idea to you, like, well, what if I make my TikTok like a journey back to getting up, back up to the standard of what I believe my talent is.
Right.
And that's something I am going to do. But just knowing that I do have support from our fans,
mm-hmm.
and it won't, we do the podcast and the podcast is something completely different, but if people we don't know, like these people, we know them, the people who have reached out to us and have said these things, we know them. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I did read, we don't know that individual.
Right.
And they support what we're doing. And if we have that many people support us, who's to say that what I'm getting ready to do won't have that same support behind it? Mm-hmm. I can't be focused. And we're not focused on any of the negative that people may think about the show. I can't be focused on what negativity would come my way from doing what I want to do. It's difficult to not have that in your mind because you know how vicious people can be on the internet, and for no reason other than their lives are miserable, so they want to make you miserable too.
Right.
But if I stay focused on that, then I will miss out on what I'm actually meant to do. But knowing I have your support and the fan support, it eases that. And reading these things just reiterates that fact.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm a big sap. You know, I'm a big emotional guy.
It's okay, though.
I know.
Sappiness is fine. You got to get it out emotionally.
Yeah.
And speaking of support, I want to say, like, I appreciate the support of my family, too.
Yeah.
Like, my brother, he supports the podcast, like, big time. He be telling his friends about it. He be like, hey, go listen to this. Like, he be listening to every episode. And then he always give me feedback about it. And just how he, how we, like, play off each other and stuff like that. How it just feels, like Alyssa said, genuine.
Yeah.
And then, like, my parents and stuff, they always talk about, like, on Fridays, like, after work and all that stuff, they'll get their glass of wine or whatever they have. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, check out the podcast and listen to us. And they'll tell, you know, their people about it. And just like the support of the family and them enjoying what we're talking about and just us piggybacking off each other and just having fun with it. Just knowing that is like amazing to me, just to have that. And then like, you know, our friends and stuff, like listening and them sharing it with other people, my clients, them listening and them sharing it with their friends and family. Like, it just means a lot. So it's like cool when they come in for their appointments and they be like, girl, I listen to that. Girl, y'all funny. And I'd be like, girl, for real, no, girl. I'd be like, you must be up. Be so extra, but it'd be so funny though. Like, it's cool to hear that.
Yeah.
Because it kind of, you know, helps us push forward more when you hear that feedback, you know?
Yeah, it does.
So we be appreciating y'all.
For real. We do.
So much. Who else we got?
So this one's from Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
This one is from Carmadillo. Eight. I'm sorry, I probably butchered that. I'm not good with words sometimes, so like, bear with me. But they said a while back, they said, y'all get me and my man through our work day. Three heart emojis. We love y'all. Thank you for all the great content you bless us with. You see what I mean? Like, how do you sit and read these comments and not cry like a bucket of tears? Like, that means the fact that you're at work. Let me make sure I say this right. You get us through our work day. So you're at work and you might have a desk job. You might not have to answer phones. Like, I used to answer the phone. I used to hate answering the phone.
Tell me when you did.
Yeah. But anyway, but you're at work and you're listening to us. And I'm pretty sure you're sitting at your desk trying not to laugh because then you're disrupting the workday. That means a lot. Like, you're letting us help you get through the day. Mm-hmm. Man, that just, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to make it. I don't think I'm going to make it through this episode without hitting y'all with the.
With
the Terrence Howard. So,
oh my God. Say, man.
I just love y'all so much, man. I just.
So this, I'm not reading something in particular, just kind of like summing up feedback I've gotten over the months and stuff.
Yeah.
From my friend Dee Dee and her hubby Lewis. Shout out to y'all for listening.
Yes. First of all, we miss y'all.
No, can y'all move back to Texas?
Can you? I mean, we'll put our families together and just have a blast. I don't know.
We so extra, y'all.
We really are.
She loves the show. He loves the show. She would always tell me, like, when she, you know, listens and or she had to catch up. And that's so cool to hear, like, the feedback when they both listen and talk about, you know, whatever we talked about that week. And they just enjoy it. And we just thank y'all for supporting
very much
the family.
Yes. Yeah.
What was it?
I don't know what that was. My what was his name? Dang it, I can't remember his name now.
They say yeah,
Lil Jon. That was my Lil Jon impression.
Oh, that wasn't Lil Jon and Shanoof.
No, see,
it was like a light year. His year be like from the depths of the diaphragm.
It was Lil Jon, not Lil Jon.
I get it. I get it now. You so cheesy.
It was Lil Jon.
Okay, what you got?
I thought you were gonna read that one.
No, I just said I didn't have anything to read. I was summing up what she said of, like, you know, a couple months of, like, her listening and feedback. Like I said it already.
My bad.
Don't be listening to
me. I was listening, but then I was also looking for another comment. So I was doing like you do. I was multitasking.
Whatever. So you saying when I multitask, I halfway listen.
You know full well when you multitasking, you have, because then you'll be like,
I can hear everything you saying.
You'll be like, uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, what was, hold on.
I don't
what
do
was
that. That?
Yes, no, you do. Yes. When we're sitting on the couch and you be posting your hair pictures and I be telling you some story about whatever imagination stuff I'm thinking of. And then you'll be like, what was that? I'm sorry.
Whatever.
Anyway, okay. This one is on Instagram from cinder.moonstar. Mm-hmm. This person has always supported us. They would sometimes post whatever post we would make. Like if I had a story or if Kayla put up a story, sometimes they would repost it on theirs or whatever. But this particular one was, y'all are the best. Thanks for speaking out about tough subjects. And this one was when we were talking about, let's see.
Racism.
Megan. This was the Megan and Harry. This was the 40th episode. Type 1 racism, where the guy said he had diabetes and that's why he said racist stuff on the microphone. Mm-hmm. And that was a Song Association episode.
Okay.
I could probably find a bunch of other things.
You haven't been reading the messages on Instagram?
I haven't had a chance to.
Oh, I mean, this is old, but I'm just saying you're not reading it right now.
No, but I can.
Where are you reading it from?
I was reading it just from the comments on what you call it.
Oh, you was reading it from the comments on the photos?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, this is from our messages from, like, when we first started.
Okay.
So this one, she said, thank you for being open to share your experiences with the world. I'm a big fan of Sinisterhood, and I listened to the episode of yours. They dropped and have been hooked ever since. Take care, stay safe, and sending love from Nova Scotia. And this was, her name was Shauna Jameson.
Hey.
Thank you. All the way, we got listeners from Nova Scotia. We international.
You crazy, girl.
I know.
Okay, so let's see. This one was actually from a year ago, from K. Mullis. Okay, good luck with that. Then, since you're talking about me,
I was reading real names. Let me read Instagram names.
Yeah, I'm trying to read Instagram names.
K. Mazleski.
If you're still listening, and you've been supporting us. We do apologize for any butchering of names. That's not what we're trying to do.
Treasure to our heads and not our hearts.
Yes, please. So this one was, thank you for letting us into your lives. I was thinking about it, and I think my anxiety started in elementary school, too, because of my weight. And I can't imagine the situation y'all were in. And getting beat up. It's not like you can defend yourself either. That was the story when I got beat up by the girls.
At the playground.
Yep. Crazy times. I got beat up. All the time.
That's okay, though. You're an adult now. You won't get beat up.
I am an adult. Okay. Look at this. Both of us just going through.
This is like a walk down memory lane for real, for real.
It is.
Where it all started and where we're at now. This one was a throwback, too, from last year. She was also brought to us by Sinisterhood, too. And she said, hey, you two, just found your podcast via Sinisterhood and listened to your first episode. Definitely plan on listening more. Want to give a big good job to you both. It's hard putting yourself out there, but you're doing it. I love your motivational words, but Al, yours reminded me of Delilah from the radio, and I love it. Keep it up, guys.
Yeah.
So this is from, let's see,
Shizzleberry 82.
How you knew?
Because I pulled up the same one at the same time.
Cool. Thank you, Shizzleberry.
Yes.
82.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Fill the time for us a little bit.
Well, I was going to ask you a question, too. Yeah. So, like, from, it'll probably be hard to pick, but from when we first started all the way to now, like, what would be, like, your top three favorite episodes?
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure the majority of them are song associations because those are the ones that really allow us to show us. Like, we're allowed to just be goofy and to be, honestly, it's hard to choose because we have so many great episodes, like so many great moments. You could pick
and
one
and Black
from,
Car Revoked episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I, like, your top three would be song associations? But not a specific one?
Okay, so I'd have to say Above the Rim, song association, not song association, but Black Car Revoked. That's got to be one of them. whichever song association it was where... After we were heading to the end and I couldn't stop laughing, and no matter how hard I tried, because you kept doing stuff like these miniature passive aggressive things that just kept
You did lose that one.
And then from that point on, no matter what I said or what I did, it was
Is that the same episode as Fan Mail?
I don't remember because we have so much. There's so much that we've done over the time. But that one was one of my favorites. And then I would say if I had to pick a recent one, it would be one of the ones where we played the game.
Oh, yeah, the Skin Deep.
Yeah, and we were just kind of speaking life to each other and kind of boosting each other up and stuff like that and just being honest with each other. But I don't remember exactly which one because I think we've done three of those episodes since. Right. So maybe it's either the first one or the third one.
Cool.
Because I think the second one we had like a mini argument, not argument, but we had like a moment where we actually like weren't on the same page and then we brought it back and we showed kind of how we handle situations like that in our relationship.
You remember that one time we weren't on the same page about Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how did I get so upset about Spider-Man?
you were not happy with me.
Because I felt like you didn't understand me in that moment. And you know how I feel when I don't be understood. I gotta, oof. Like, I really gotta, get it off my chest.
Yes.
Or I gotta, keep bringing it up until we got some understanding. Or, if we was away from the mic, I would have been walking around the house so what is it that, you know, I would have been trying to figure it out.
That's one of those ones. Yes, I agree. Because you know I understand you. Because I think the both of us have that mindset of not being understood. So if you feel like I don't understand you, you get more upset because I'm the one person that's supposed to understand. And when we were having that kind of tiff between us, I did understand. I was just trying to move us forward and you were stuck on the fact that you didn't think that I understood where you were coming from.
Right.
And I think whenever you feel like that, what I have to do is actually stop and reassure you that I absolutely do understand what you're saying and that I have maybe not restate it, but say it in a way where you know that I understand.
Right.
And then try to move it forward so then we can keep doing what we're doing. And in that situation, I didn't. I was just focused on the fact that we needed to move on. That was it. Okay. And you were like, no, I need you to understand where I'm coming from because you worded the question in a way that confused me. And you're the reason why I didn't understand the assignment.
Boom, bam, boom.
I get it.
Okay. If I had to pick top three, and I probably won't remember which episode was which or whatever, but I know for this one I do, that Christmas Song Association was one of my favorites because we was singing on there. And then I remember when Raven listened, she was like, y'all was singing on there. I was like, we were feeling it. That was one of my favorite ones, the Christmas Song Association. And then if I went to a Black Car Revoked one, I would say, It was one of them because I was looking through an old video not too long ago and you was making a face and I had recorded you making a face on the video. But I'm trying to remember what movie were we watching that you made that face because we were writing notes and I had zoomed in on you and I was like, there you go. Look at him.
Was it?
I think it might have been our first.
Was it Love Jones?
It might have been.
Where I kept, because stuff kept happening. I was like.
Yeah, you can't make it fake. It might have been Love Jones. I think it was because people were mad when we did the review of it because they was like, that's my movie. How you going to down my movie? It was like, we wasn't down it. We liked the movie. But it was some things going on in there that you would have been like, look, come on now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it was Love Jones. And okay. I think that was our first Black Horror Evoked one, I believe.
No, the first one was Above the Rim.
Oh, okay.
Love so Jones the second had to one been like, been the second. Yeah, I don't
the second
remember.
One might have been.
Love we were in our old apartment. That was about a year ago,
but
too.
I remember zooming in your face and your face was like, the whole movie. So that one, and then let me pick a third one that I like. So many to choose from.
There are 50 episodes deep in this
Probably
thing.
When you, I don't know, whatever episodes, whatever episode it was when you was giving me props on my mommy skills, because that was like during that week I was going through it and just like doubt myself of being a good parent and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I was like, am I doing enough? Am I not doing this? And, mm-hmm. and then that's when you like, you doing this? You done did that? Blah blah blah. And then it uplifted me and all that stuff.
Yeah. So I mean,
you know what I'm talking about?
That no, well, I don't remember the episode, but
I mean, like, you remember like when you were saying all that, like I know you don't remember the exact number of episode that what it was, but you were just talking about like, you know, me going to childbirth and you know that all the way to now.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay,
because you know, that's what I do.
What, remember things?
No,
or say great things.
Say great things. Oh.
You too young. I say great things.
Okay. I mean. You know, it's crazy how, like, we both do this. We both, like, downplay ourselves. And then we'll have that one moment where we're, like, boosting ourselves up. And we be the other person will be like, look at you. Trying to be all confident and stuff.
Who like, you? I just told you to boost yourself up. Ooh, look at who you think you are, me and cocky. Like, don't you want me to boost myself?
That's crazy. We're crazy.
I know.
Okay. What you got? While we was talking, I kind of got off task. Let me go back to this this podcast. So this one was during the snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Highlight of my Tuesdays from Mel. Glad y'all are making it through the Texas freeze and still bringing new content. Also, the 3-year-old cameo on the most recent episode just about killed me with the cuteness because we got to highlight the boy.
Yep.
Thank you very much for that. That was actually a very interesting time, and we mentioned it before because we were one of the chosen few that didn't have power issues and our pipes didn't burst or any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because that happened this year.
Right. It seemed like so long ago, but was February.
That was February of 21.
Wow. Yeah, that was a crazy time.
And then AD being here, AD's in the other room.
Right. That's also when we introduced to just recording with him here, because at first when we recorded, we would take him to my mother-in-law's and then come back, record, and then go back and get him.
Mm-hmm.
But now since he was like chilled in the other room, most times he'll do like a 2-minute cameo, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
Then we was like, okay, he could just chill here while we record.
Yep, he's in there watching Teen Titans. Watching.
Yeah, I'm growing up.
He is.
So yeah.
You know, we were just talking about that the other day where he's getting ready to go to kindergarten next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I already said that I'm going to cry because I already know.
Mm-hmm.
But mine, I don't mean to make this kind of dark, but it's kind of the life that we live, unfortunately, being Black in America. Mm-hmm. But eventually I'm going to have that conversation. Like, not me, not just me. We have to have that conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so sweet. And he's so genuine and he wants to help people and he likes making us laugh, and he's 3 years old.
Right.
And there are going to be people that are going to be ugly to him just because they either don't like him because of his race, or they're not going to like him because he's just a happy kid and their lives are miserable. and like just trying to figure out how to help him navigate this life. There are things that I wish I had from my dad that I didn't have. So I'm like, how can I give to him what I didn't get? Mm-hmm. And just looking at him, like he looks whenever he walks up to me and he looks right up at me with that big smile on his face, just full of love. And I'm like, how can I keep him from losing that? Mm-hmm. And I mean, we are capable as parents. We just have to be present.
Right. And still make sure he doesn't diminish who he is.
Yeah.
Like still walk around being confident, still, you know, knowing his worth, but still knowing how people will react to it and still being strong in that.
Yeah. Because I've allowed a lot of people to kind of diminish my light and make me feel that I'm not worthy or enough or talented or all that stuff. And I don't want that to happen to him, but I also know that he has to experience these things so that he can determine what he wants to do with his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't mean to take it in that direction, but it's kind of like the natural flow mm-hmm. of where we're at.
Hey, because that's life.
It is.
That's the world we live in. So we got to be aware of it, and he has to be too.
It does. He is. He does. That's right.
All those words.
All those things.
You got tongue tied.
I really did.
Speaking of tongue tied, let's talk about the words that have tongue tied us over these months over leading up to this 1 year anniversary of the podcast. Okay, so we had celebrate.
Because
he was trying to say celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got our famous Bunch Bowl.
Bunch Bowl.
Which led to, hey, us saying it all the time. And then we got Bunch Bowl members now.
That's on Patreon. On the Patreon.
Because it was supposed to be Punch Bowl.
Yep.
Because he was like, welcome. And we got food and cookies and snacks. And we got...
I was trying to say we got...
Bunch in
we
the
got
back.
Punch in the back,
right?
But I said we got bunch in the back.
And then I piggybacked and was like, yeah, you got it in the Bunch Bowl. And then I made a song off of it.
Yep.
Bunch Bowl. Welcome to the Bunch Bowl. Sound like somebody deacon at church. But that still made it funny. I love it. So we got that. Celebrate Bunch Bowl. It was another one. We did have a few when we got tongue tied, but those are the ones that are like the most favorite ones. Yeah,
celebrate
good time. Come on,
and then what did I say? We go in the back and celebrate.
Yep.
So nasty. I mean, when you think about it, people do that. Like, man, I accomplished something. I'm gonna go in the back and celebrate.
Oh my god. Now this just sounds weird.
It is weird.
Perverted.
It is perverted. That's the point.
Oh my goodness.
It's supposed to be nasty.
Extra. But yeah, we had some good times.
We really did. Now,
I mean, still having good times.
We are.
We're going to continue this party on and on to where it's going to grow even more. And then we'll have a bigger platform and more people are going to see it more too.
Exactly. I think, I couldn't have asked for a better partner in this.
You talking about me?
I'm talking about you.
Oh,
I mean.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I cannot leave out, because it made me think about it when I left. Brick fixed. Because I made that this morning. Ooh.
Yeah. We had Just Egg, which is the plant-based eggs. Mm-hmm. It's actually pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
The turkey bacon, Kayla made the turkey bacon in two ways.
Mm-hmm.
She made one on the skillet or some on the skillet, and then she had the others in the microwave so we could like try it out. And I was like, man, Kayla, she in here cooking. She said, I want to try out different ways to cook turkey bacon.
Right, right.
And then determine whether or not we're going to go with that brand or a different brand.
Right.
I still like the chicken sausage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's Costco. Costco got the chicken breakfast sauces. It's pretty delicious.
Right. I just wanted to see what that turkey bacon was mm-hmm. going to be like. Since, ooh, bacon be so good. But, you know, we're trying to transition to a better eating lifestyle.
Yes.
But what if we just get the bacon with less fat and still eat bacon? Instead of
we can try bacon? It. We can
turkey
try
bacon
it.
Cool, too. But the thing is, that turkey bacon I had was a little bit saltier than regular bacon. Okay. Like, it tastes the flavor. Mm-hmm.
That's probably, even though, I mean, they probably had to do that because turkey bacon don't be hitting like the rest.
Right.
I mean, look, we can try it.
Right.
Nothing wrong with trying it. And if we, you know, if we don't like it, I think with pork, you can only have it every once in a while.
Yeah.
So, like, if we do it where we, like, kind of alternate.
Yeah.
Then that would, like, this month we going to do turkey bacon. Because not that one.
We're
going to do another brand.
Yeah.
But this month we going to do turkey bacon. And the next month we going to have regular bacon.
Right. And still stick with our chicken sausage.
Yeah. But it's really just about, like, portion control.
Mm-hmm.
I know with me, like, yesterday I worked out. I worked out for, like, 70 minutes. And then, like, afterwards, I was just mad hungry for the rest of the day. And I feel like it kind of messes up the flow because you have to be in a calorie deficit. But after you work out and your metabolism kicks up, you want to eat. Like, you got to fuel. Mm-hmm. And then you overfuel.
Yeah, we're doing better with our workouts, too.
Yeah.
Because I woke up this morning about 6:15, came in here, worked out to about 7:30, 7:45-ish. AD woke up about 8. I cooked breakfast and stuff. Then Al got up. We all kind of felt more rested because it was the holiday, so we all were off. And AD stayed home with us. So I felt productive, and that's why I made breakfast with the just egg and turkey bacon. And I had some oranges, and I had some toast, and we didn't burn the toast.
Did not burn the toast.
The toast was not boink.
We have been talking about getting a toaster, but for whatever reason, toasters cost like $50. And I'm like, $50 for some toast?
They got like $12 at the dollar store.
But I don't want a $12 toaster. With then no, I want the $45 toaster because you could put 4 pieces of bread in there. So then we could, I don't know.
Anyway, I did toast.
I'm sitting here getting mad about toast.
So breakfast was good.
I'm
proud of us. We're trying to do better with our lifestyle and working out and all that good stuff.
I'm trying to get commercial ready. So
hey, speak that night.
I'm trying to get commercial ready. I need to talk to somebody about these supervisor benefits so I can go get these teeth fixed finally. get these teeth in the back yanked and get my teeth whitened. I'm trying to get these Steve Harveys is what I'm trying to do.
He said, she said, yeah. Welcome to the Friendly Feud.
Can you imagine having Steve Harvey teeth and
you gonna sound like that? Welcome to the Friendly Feud.
Shut up, you. But can you imagine having his teeth and like biting into an apple? You eat half the apple.
It's pretty much gone after that.
Yeah,
I cannot.
Put that in your mental. Let that marinate in there for a little bit. But to kind of bring it back,
because
I was going in a different direction.
Piggyback on the piggyback.
And you brought the, that's another thing you would do. Come back with a comeback.
Win as a winner. Piggyback on the piggyback. Yep. All that good stuff.
Yep.
We got some good sayings on this show.
Yeah, we do.
We need to put that all on a shirt in the future.
We do. We got to make shirts. Merchandise. We got to find the time. Anyway.
Well, real quick, it's not like we hadn't done it because we did the first step. We got, I ain't going to say disclose all those items that we just got recently.
That's right.
For the people.
That's right.
On our Patreon.
Glad you were.
But shout out to Belvia for, making those. So, yeah, we got some good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, this is one of it for the people who can see on the camera. Bow.
Yes.
Coasters,
this
baby.
This is a coaster with our lovely faces on them. It'll keep your tables from getting moist.
Dang,
I didn't want to say wet. So I was like, what's another word for wet? Moist? That's no better.
You don't want a moist table.
Some people hear that word and they get like, I hate that word. But
anyway,
to kind of wrap up our 1 year anniversary.
You better get sentimental again.
I am.
Because when you start talking slow,
you know me.
Rip.
Because it comes from, I don't want it to be confused with joking. I'm going to throw a joke in there every once in a while, but I said it. I couldn't have asked for a better partner because you're willing, like you're on board. And sometimes I'll be like, just follow my lead. And you'll be like, okay. Like, you didn't know I was going to play it out. Just like, just follow my lead. I knew I was going to do that.
That was cool, though.
Yeah. And the fact that you're trusting of me and you know I'm not going to make you look bad or make you look foolish. We've been able to have so much fun on this show.
I mean, if I didn't trust you, I wouldn't be able to follow your lead. So
that's true.
That's 11 years of friendship relationship right there.
That's right.
So though.
You are right. And I appreciate everything that you've done for me, not only with the show, but just in life in general, just kind of allowing me to be vulnerable. Because I've said it before, people before you didn't allow me to be vulnerable. A lot of relationships, be them personal or family relationships, didn't really allow me to be vulnerable. And you do. And on this show, being able to be vulnerable has allowed us to connect with people that we've never met, so they can see the situations that we've been in and be able to help them in their lives and their situations.
Right.
If it wasn't for that, we would be a surface level show talking about other people, making fun of them, and people loving it because we're bringing up drama.
Problems, you know, in the background.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
But honestly, by you being vulnerable with me, even from the beginning over the years, like, that's helped me a whole lot, because you already know I was a brick wall, and it was just hard to pull stuff out of me. And it was hard for me to express how I feel and emotions and without feeling judged. I'm still working on that. You know that. But it's like the fear of being judged has always been in the forefront of my mind. So you've helped break that down, even with the show, because I didn't want to do the show because of the fear of being judged, of like people not want to hear what I would want to say, or me not being able to articulate my words the right way. And even when I'm doing that, I still do it in fun. So it still makes it easy on the show. Because we get tongue-tied all the time.
We do.
But, hey, we make fun of it, and we turn it into a word. And we're going to put it on the shirt eventually.
Yeah.
So it's like stuff like that. Like, I enjoy doing this show because of that. So, and the person that I'm sitting across happens to be my husband and I have fun with. So I appreciate it. So, sappy moment done.
The noises we make on this show just something else. We just, I don't know what we, it just happens. You just make noise and it's funny.
Ooh, I had a mama laugh. I am somebody's mama, but that was a mama laugh just now.
Look at my little boy making it. Look at him making me laugh.
You hear that? You got to have it from the depth. Like that.
Terrible. It's terrible all around.
Good time.
We made it.
Good time.
Boy. All right, Kayla.
Good time.
Let's do our motivation so we can go check on him and make sure he's good. I'm pretty sure
he's been nicely quiet.
He is.
See, I can't talk. See, I just said nicely quiet.
Yeah.
I think it's because I gave him some chips before I came in here.
Good.
So he was just chilling.
Now we got to go. We'll probably have to go vacuum because.
Mommy, I dropped the chips.
Every single time, it has not failed. When he has chips, those chips end up on the floor.
Right.
Matter of fact.
Who got that motorcycle?
I'm telling you.
Are you about to get him since it's 1 year?
I'm about to get him because it's our 1 year. He's got to
He
got to
get on for 1 year.
Feel the
so
time.
While he's getting him, I'll go ahead and do my motivation. So continuing to do my 30 by 30, losing my 30 pounds. So I'm just continuing to motivate myself to do that, which I'm proud of myself for working out this morning, getting up early because I feel productive, and I cook brick fixed. So I'm just going to continue to motivate. I can't talk.
It's okay.
Motivate myself to do this 30 by 30.
Yeah.
Which my birthday is September 25th, and I will be 30 years old, and my goal is to lose 30 pounds by then. I probably should go ahead and weigh myself so I can make sure it'll be 30 pounds by then. So, and even if I don't, even if it's close to, then I'm fine with that too.
Yeah.
Because the end goal is just to have a healthy lifestyle.
Yes.
Not put number and stipulations.
That's right.
And words like dieting on things. Because we do stuff like portion control and just lifestyle change.
Right.
Because like I said before, the word dieting kind of freezes me up.
You're like, oh, I'm on a diet.
Right.
I don't want it.
It sounds like limitations. I don't like limitations. So, yeah. Boom, bam, boom. Motivation.
I am proud of you, by the way.
Thank you.
Before I get into mine, I got to boost you up again because that's what I do. So I remember it was this year. It was like the beginning of this year. My mom had gotten her exercise bike, and I had mentioned, you know, maybe we should get one. And Kayla initially like balked at it. She was like, no, I don't want to. I don't want an exercise bike because she has some sciatic pain. And she was like, you know, it's going to hurt my leg if I get on an exercise bike. So then I was just trying to find like other alternatives. And then I don't know what it was, but at some point Kayla kind of, she was like, well, if we were to get an exercise bike, like how would we go about it? And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. Like it kind of threw me for a loop a little bit. And then, you know, we went on the journey that we went with Kynes. But now, because we got what we have and able to invest in other things, now we have an actual home gym. Mm-hmm. And it all really came from Kayla's mindset changing and wanting to do something different instead of saying, I want to make changes, but I don't know how. It's, I want to make changes. Let's figure out how to make them happen.
Right.
So I got to give you props on that, because all of this stuff I would not have gotten if it wasn't, like, I didn't want to do it by myself, because then I'm spending all this money and I'm the only one using it. Like, mm-hmm. I'd feel like an asshole kind of. Mm-hmm. So I'm proud of you because you're getting after it. And it's inspired me to get after it, because now, at first, I didn't like working out at home. I used to hate that. But now it's like I can work out from home and then be in the house and jump in the shower. Like, I don't have to walk through nothing, drive nowhere. I'm already home. Hell yeah. That's my stuff. Anyway, that wasn't even my motivation. That was just me giving you your props.
Right.
My motivation for the people is, we started this podcast and it really began as something, as like an avenue for me, but it never was really just about me. It was always about Michaela and myself. And now you guys are listening to our 1 year anniversary special and our 50th episode. And sometimes, you know, we tell ourselves that we are not capable of doing things. Sometimes we tell ourselves that we shouldn't do it because someone else has already done it, or it's not going to be as good if I do it, or anything like that. You just got to commit to whatever it is that you want and make that leap, make that. If you don't take the leap of faith, nothing will happen. You'll be sitting back and wondering how or when or why it's going to happen. And it doesn't matter when it happens. I know, and Alyssa helped me with this. Sometimes you'll sit back and think, man, I'm turning 35 in 2 weeks. And I'm like, man, how much time do I have left? But in actuality, it doesn't matter. People have broken through in their 40s and 50s, sometimes their 60s, and then they have the careers that they want to have before their time on the earth is done.
Right.
And I'm kind of getting all over the place because I feel all over the place, but I just want y'all to know, just take that leap. Mm-hmm. If we could do a year of this show and be successful, and we started out with two different backgrounds, two different philosophies, one person believing they weren't entertaining enough and the other not knowing how everything was going to work out, and we've made it this far, then what's stopping you from making your dreams come true? What's stopping you from taking that project that you've been wanting to do, or something you wanted to create and sell or whatever, and put it out there? People are going to support you. Just do it. It's going to happen.
Hey, your son is climbing up me.
This is why he said, I want to be good in the room with y'all. This is why I didn't let him in the first place, because he just climbs up mommy. And I told him about that.
You going to introduce him? So I can.
All right, people, here is the star of the show. Our son, Alfonso Davis IV.
Hello, JD.
How you doing, AD?
Good.
What do you want? Here's what I want you to say to the people. Thank you for listening to my mommy and daddy.
Thank you for listening to my mommy and daddy.
Thank you for 1 year.
Thank you for 1 year.
Of the YU podcast.
Of the YU podcast.
Yay. Yeah.
Yay.
Good job.
Don't hit the table, son. Did you hurt your hand?
No.
No. Okay. He hit the table pretty hard. He put. Anyway. So, come around. Watch the cables. Watch where you're walking. See those cables? Be careful. There you go.
This one too.
Oh, my big boy. My dad. All right. For Michaela.
Real quick.
Okay.
We can't forget this on our 1 year social media.
Oh, man.
Baby. Okay. Man. Social media up in this thing.
That's right.
Instagram, Mickey Styles IG, Facebook, Mickey Styles Salon. Also, I'm on TikTok now. I got to add another video so I get my views up. But my views was amazing for my first video.
That's right.
Like 800.
Yeah.
Anyway, TikTok is Mickey Styles IG as well. I mean, no, Mickey Styles 27.
That's right.
That's TikTok.
Okay. R.P. _ Instagram and Twitter. R.P. on TikTok. The YU Podcast on YouTube.com. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much. Thank you very so much for watching. And give us a thumbs up. Leave a comment. Tell your friends about us. Share us. Do all the things you got to do. Yes,
that's
Sharon,
right.
Is Karen.
Don't shush him. He said,
I didn't know what he
Karen.
Was saying because I was talking at the same time.
That's right, AD.
If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please, if you haven't already, leave a 5-star review and write something nice in the comments because I read them and it motivates me to keep going. If you're listening on other platforms, if you're having issues listening on Spotify, please let me know. I know Ryan was saying that for whatever reason, our podcast won't show up on his feed and he has to type in like our whole the whole name of the podcast for it to pop up. So if you're having any of those issues, please reach out to me so I can see what else I need to do to kind of fix that. Cause I want to make sure everyone's getting the content that they want to hear. Are they? Yeah, that's what I meant to say. And then, what am I missing? YU Pod on Instagram. I think YU Pod _ on Instagram, YU Pod on Twitter. And then pretty soon you're going to start seeing a whole bunch of stuff from us. And if not from us, you will see it from me. And I hope you guys will support because it's time now. I took time off. It's time to get back to being who I want to be.
Right.
Now, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you all again for 1 year. I cannot express that anymore. Can you please sit up, son? We're about to wrap this up. So for Michaela.
Love y'all. Have an awesome week. Thank you so much.
And AD, did you just burp into the mic?
Hey, bye.
And Alfonso, we bid you a good day and adieu. Remember, wash your hands. Please consider still wearing a mask. Love each other. Now y'all can hug each other. Remember, if you're going to win.
You're going to win as a winner.
And if you lose, you're going to lose as a loser and not as a quitter. We love you all. We are so appreciative of every single one of you.
Bye.
I'm not done yet. So we had 1 year. Let's make it to 2. Okay. We love you. We will see you next time.
Bye.